Hey there, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you guys and dolls, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is the Diesel-Powered Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk, and you are listening to the Diesel Punk Comics Microcast. I am your host, the time-traveling, comic book-loving, Diesel Punk prophet of pop culture, John Pica, also known to many of you as the Tower of Power, the King of Swing, Big Daddy Cool, Johnny Della Rocca, and I am swinging to you solid from the mobile studio and laying down a smoking groove about this week's new Diesel Punk Comics. Diesel Punk Comics for Wednesday, December the 2nd. And just in time to celebrate my birthday, which was yesterday, December the 1st. So a big how do you do to all of my fellow Sagittarians out there. Well, we've got a big, big week in Diesel Punk Comics hitting shelves today. Last week, we had a ton for the month of November. But this week, we have a ton just for this week, starting with Atomic Robo and the Ring of Fire, number 4. This is number 4 out of 5 by Brian Clevinger and Scott Wenger. And, you know, if you guys are like me, I've been a fan of Atomic Robo because of the aesthetics. I've really been more of a fan of the retro stuff set in the past. Ring of Fire is set in a kind of a nebulous time. I'm not really sure when it is. I get the idea that it's not quite the past, but it's not quite the present. But in this issue, the question is asked, is Atomic Robo really a communist? And they've got literature they'd like for us all to read about the oppression we all face from this bourgeois capitalist pig dog. And anyway, you got to find out, buy the book, find out, is Atomic Robo really a communist? Dead Vengeance number 3 by Bill Morrison, Tone Rodriguez, and Keith Champagne. And this is a really cool noir horror story by Bill Morrison, does the Simpsons comic. And in issue number 3, as Madame Casino helps John Doe to uncover the mystery of his bizarre resurrection, a new menace is revealed in the form of her jealous would-be lover. Dun, dun, dun. If you've been reading the series, you know that John Doe was the radio personality, on-air personality of this radio news reporter. And he wakes up as a corpse, like 15, 20 years later after his death, on display at a carnival sideshow. His corpse comes to life and he starts to remember his life and how he got there. And the reveal at issue number 2, at the end of issue number 2, is really fascinating. I can't wait to read issue number 3 and see how it all ties together. So Dead Vengeance number 3 on shelves today. In the hardcover arena, we've got Feathers, the hardcover by Coro Jorge. And, you know, it's created, written, and illustrated by an incredible breakout talent. And a Russ Manning Promising Newcomer Award winner, Jorge Corona is his full name. He's done We Are Robin, Teen Titans Go! And Feathers is a tale of danger, friendship, and adventure that really tugged on a lot of people's heartstrings. And what it is this child, this baby, is born covered in black feathers. And he's abandoned in the slums of the maze. Named Poe, he's lived his entire 11-year-old life hidden away under the protection of his adoptive father, Gabriel. And he spends his day secretly helping the mice, bands of orphans who roam the slums. But there is a whisper of a more sinister figure in the shadow, making street children disappear. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, this collects the entire 6-issue limited series. It's kind of a fusion of classic Disney and grim fairy tales, complete with sinister villains, mysterious legends, and an overwhelming sense of adventure throughout. It's really a great title for those of you who are into that crossover period of steampunk and dieselpunk, because it's got elements of each. It's kind of got that middle period, or that antebellum period, Edwardian antebellum period aesthetic to it. Very cool. Also out today on shelves is Joe Golem number 2, Joe Golem Occult Detective. This is by Mike Mignola, Christopher Golden, Patrick Reynolds, Dave Stewart, and David Palumbo. And the first issue was the Rat Catcher. And in this issue, Joe Golem finds the Rat Catcher red-handed, pulling children into the canals of Lower Manhattan, and discovers there's more behind this creature than even he suspected. Now, this is a tie-in to Mike Mignola's illustrated novel, Joe Golem and the Drowning City. So, really, to get the full experience, you want to pick up both. The Joe Golem comic series and the Joe Golem illustrated novel, Joe Golem and the Drowning City. Also out this week, set in 1953, San Francisco, is Seduction of the Innocent, issue number 1 of 4. And this is by Andy Parks, Estevez Poles, and Francesco Francavilla, one of my favorite artists. FBI agent Thomas Jennings has just arrived in the city, fresh-faced, and ready to tackle crime in the big city. He thinks. In fact, Jennings is not nearly prepared for what he's about to encounter, and the city's crime lords are being systematically murdered, and the killers waiting to fill the void are the pure stuff of Jennings' nightmares. Da, da, da. It's gritty, sometimes depraved crime fiction in the tradition of James Ellroy, Jim Thompson, and the EC era crime and horror comics. And I guess it's not directly related to the book of the same title, Seduction of the Innocent, but it certainly owes homage to it, because the book Seduction of the Innocent, it is the book that eventually brought us the Comics Code Authority, and the comics publishers basically self-censor. Last but not least this week, and this is the one I'm most excited to pick up, Doc Savage, The Spider's Web, number 1. And this is by Chris Robertson, Cesar Razick, and Wilfredo Torres. Now, I have this love-hate relationship with Doc Savage. I love the character in concept. In concept, I think he's one of the coolest cats to ever be created. However, I have never really found a story or a comic about Doc Savage that really grabbed me the way that I wanted it to. I'm excited about this one, though, because Chris Robertson is a great writer. And he's done some great pulpy diesel era stuff. And his stuff is really fun. And I just have a good feeling about this one. So Doc Savage, Spider's Web, while responding to a devastating earthquake in South America, Doc Savage and company discover that not only was the disaster far from natural, but that it seems to be linked to a menace that Doc faced many years before. As he begins to investigate, Doc Savage discovers that a number of closed cases that he had considered to be isolated threats were in fact part of a larger web that he never suspected before now. Sounds cool, doesn't it? I'm looking forward to that one. I hope this one delivers, because again, I love Doc Savage. I'm really looking for that one writer, that one artist, to really take the character to the next level for me and knock my socks off. So I'm hoping this is it. Well, that's it for new comics out on shelves this week, December 2nd, 2015. I want to remind you guys to tune in to the other episode of the Diesel Powered Podcast coming out this week, we talk about, and that's Wofford, Daisy O'Dare, and myself, talk about Orson Welles and his contributions to the diesel era and pop culture following, his lasting legacy, and you won't want to miss that. The other thing you don't want to miss is Geekonomicon, Biloxi, Mississippi, December 11th through the 13th. The Diesel Powered Podcast is there in full force, along with Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens, and Ava Dahl will be joining us as well for the first time since this time last year. She'll be performing on stage with us and then doing the Diesel Powered Podcast live on Saturday. We've got a world record attempt on Saturday morning, December the 12th at 11 o'clock. We are going to set the world record for the most diesel punks in one room. So you want to be a part of that. If you're anywhere along the southern or eastern part of the United States, you want to come to Geekonomicon in Biloxi, Mississippi. Friday night, we're going to be doing a diesel punk pinup contest as a part of the performance of the Magic Cabaret featuring Big Daddy Cool, the Bombshell Kittens, Daisy O'Dare, and John Wofford. So we're looking forward to that. And if you're a pinup model or have always wanted to try your hand at it, this might be a perfect opportunity for you to jump in and try your hand. We're also going to be doing dozens of panels and performances and discussions, cosplay contests, a lot of stuff going on, tons of celebrity guests, and it's affordable, and it's in a great location. You want to be there. You definitely do not want to miss it. So Geekonomicon, December 11th, 12th, and 13th, Biloxi, Mississippi. Find out more details on our Facebook page or go to www.geekonomicon.com. It's spelled just like it sounds, geekonomicon.com. Before we leave, we want to thank our sponsor, Comic Bento. They deliver a mystery box, a bento box of graphic novels valued at least $50 every month for under 20 bucks to your mailbox every month. It's like Christmas and your birthday every month. And you get some awesome comics and graphic novels. And if you're listening to this show, you're into that. So they always include some great diesel punk titles. And this coming month, the theme is throwback comics, retro futurism. So there's going to be a good mix of diesel punk and retro classic stuff in the bento box for December. You can sign up at www.mybento.com. mycomicbento.com. www.mycomicbento.com. That takes you through our affiliate link for the Diesel Powered Podcast. And if you sign up, we get a little commission. It helps us keep the lights on. So do that, please. www.mycomicbento.com. Also, check out Blue Microphone. They provide the Yeti microphone that we do all of our recording on in the studio, in the Houdini room at the Casa de Cool. And as always, you can get a free audiobook on us from Audible at audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. They have over 1,000 titles to pick from, including my book, Tales from the Flip Side, published by Pro Se Press. You can get that on audible.com, audibletrial.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. And it's free to you just for trying them out. Whether you stay a member or not, it's yours to keep. So check them out. Send us an email at feedback@dieselpoweredpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/dieselpoweredpodcast. And follow us on Twitter @dieselpodcast. Well, guys, that is it for this week. Until the next time, swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.